So you missed it live or just want to listen to it again? Here is a Chai FM podcast just for you.
The afternoon drive on Chai FM 101.9. Coming up shortly, Professor Owen Dean, Chair of Intellectual Property Law at Stellenbosch University. And we're talking about the annual public lecture of the Chair of International Property Law, of Intellectual Property Law, rather, in Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Law, presented on the 7th of March by Professor Charles Geelen of Groningen University in the Netherlands. And we're talking about the Apple versus Samsung, the design wars, I guess. That would be the but I think the deeper aspect of this is about really about intellectual property rights as well. So we're going to go now and say good afternoon. Welcome to Chai FM to Professor Owen Dean. Professor Dean, welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you very much. It's nice to talk to you this afternoon.
All right. So we're talking now. You are the Chair of Intellectual Property Law at Stellenbosch University Faculty of Law. And on the 7th of March, Professor Charles Geelen of Groningen University, Netherlands, is presenting the lecture. And we talk about the Apple versus Samsung, the design wars. And it's been something that's been around the news for quite a bit of time since the whole issue sort of broke. What are the immediate issues around that? And the one thing I would like to address with you, maybe towards the end of our chat, is just, you know, intellectual property, you know, how people can go around sort of protecting it as well, because it's something that some people might even recognize that they own or have, and yet it lies unprotected, and of course, at risk to, I suppose, more unscrupulous people than them.
Yes, well, the immediate subject under discussion is the question of the design of the Apple and the Samsung tablets,
yes,
the iPad and the Samsung equivalent. It's claimed by Apple that that Samsung has copied the design of their tablets, and they're fighting each other in various jurisdictions all around the world, including in Europe and including in the United States. Now, Professor Geelen, who's going to be talking, is apart from being a professor, he's also a practicing lawyer in the Netherlands, and he has actually been involved in the cases before the European Court dealing with this conflict between Apple and Samsung.
Okay, now I myself own a Samsung tablet as well. I know lots of people do. Lots of people got iPads. Is there a potential impact on consumers for this, or this is purely a sort of corporate battle involving billions of dollars?
It's a corporate battle, essentially. I mean, indirectly, it would impact on consumers, because if, for instance, Apple were to be successful, then Samsung would have to take their product off the market. And so there wouldn't be a Samsung option to the iPad, or not in its present form. It would have to be redesigned. But there's a lot of water that must flow under the bridge before that stage is reached.
What is the likelihood that Apple would win this particular application? Because I know there's been a bit of a backwards forwards. It's been sort of hot and then cold, and then certain things have been withdrawn, certain things have been added. So where is the status of this at the moment, and what is the likelihood as a result for either?
Well, Apple has had some victories and they've had some losses, depending on which jurisdiction is involved. But in my view, what is likely is that sooner or later they're going to sit down and come to some or other agreement in terms of which they'll have a live and let live situation. Because there are counterclaims by Samsung that Apple are infringing some of their rights. So it's really quite a messy corporate war, actually. It's sort of open warfare between the two.
What would motivate Apple or any of those guys? I mean, sure, they look at the market and go, okay, well, you know, we've got a fair share. The Apple iPad, the Samsung Galaxies, we know the Android systems also doing very, very well. I mean, is the cost of protecting that particular portion of their intellectual property worth the cost in terms of potential recovery?
Well, they obviously think so. I mean, you're talking about market share, and obviously, the Samsung product is eating into the market for the Apple product, and that's obviously costing Apple money. And they have clearly concluded that it's worth their while to fight these legal battles with a view to enhancing their market share, if not eliminating the competition altogether.
Yeah, it's rather interesting, because I actually wonder whether or not and from that point of view, where Apple get it, it might not stimulate, so just the opposite effect, that it may be seen, you know, sort of a case of sour grapes and consumers actually go and buy their opposition. But that'd be something for the marketing guys to sort out.
Yeah, well, that's all, you know, those are marketing issues, not legal issues. Yeah.
Okay. And now the lecture by Professor Geelen would examine the significance of trademarks and registered designs for the proprietor's global advertising strategy, etc. Just to break it down in a simpler sort of basic, or in a basic basic concept. The sort of concept of intellectual property, copyrights, trademarks?
Well, copyright protects works such as literary works, musical works, artistic works, and it exists automatically as soon as you create a work, you paint a picture, or you write something, or you compose a piece of music, you enjoy protection automatically. A trademark, for instance, is a brand. So Apple would be a trademark.
Yeah.
At this point, trademarks are not really an issue, save to the extent that it is possible to register shapes as trademarks. And so the shapes of the different tablets may come into the picture as far as a trademark issue is concerned. But mainly trademarks are concerned with brands and logos. Designs relate to the appearance of the product. It's outward appearance, it's aesthetic appeal. And there, of course, one has a certain amount of similarity between the Apple product and the Samsung product.
Well, between most tablets, look, outwardly, if you didn't have a logo on it and you couldn't see where the buttons were unless you knew your stuff very well, it'd be very difficult to tell them apart.
Well, that also comes into the equation because to have a protection for a design, it has to be a novel design. It has to be different to what was in the marketplace before you came along. And obviously, a defense to a claim of design infringement would be that your design is actually invalid. It's not novel. It's no different to what had gone before. So these are all issues which get flashed out in the wash, so to speak, when the litigation is conducted.
Okay, now, just so that a couple of minutes ago, I wanted to ask you, a lot of people out there are sort of maybe not aware or maybe are aware and they have things. Is it what are the sort of costs involved? What are the processes involved? You said the copyright exists on personal creative material, so published works, you said art, music, and anything like that immediately has a copyright attached to it by virtue of the fact that you created it.
Yes.
When we talk about trademarks and protection of intellectual property, those are normally quite, I suppose they can be quite, I don't know about costly, but they certainly are a bit of a process in terms of legality.
Yes, well, copyright is the one form of intellectual property which does not require registration. It's not possible to register copyright, so you effectively get it for nothing. But when you talk about trademarks, designs, and patents, if you want protection, you have to go out and register your piece of intellectual property. And if you want to protect it internationally, you have to register it in every country in which you want protection. So that can become a very expensive process.
Okay, so in essence, if a product is let's say manufactured overseas, whether it's the US or the UK, that product finds its way here through whatever distribution channel, whether it's if it's illegally, if that product is not copyrighted is not registered as a patent in that specific country, whoever invented it or owned it as the original patent owner has no right of recourse here or in another country where it's not registered.
That's correct. So if for argument's sake, an American product finds its way to South Africa and the American manufacturer has not registered the patent in South Africa, the product is unprotected in South Africa, whatever the position may be in the United States or Europe or anywhere else. So you do have to register in each market in which you want protection.
Okay, because I think that's something a lot of people would not need to know. Okay, now if a private individual, just as we ran out for the last half minute here, if an individual is going to look at registering a patent, where do they normally do it? Is it with the CIPC? Is it how does it work? Do you need a patent attorney?
Well, you ideally need a patent attorney. I mean, theoretically, you can go and do it yourself, but you wouldn't be wise to do that because it's a very complex business and there's a lot of expertise involved in how you claim your invention and how you describe it. And if you don't do it correctly, you can invalidate the whole process.
Okay.
So people would be very ill-advised to try and do that themselves. So essentially, you need to go to a patent attorney, and he will file an application in South Africa. And then you can decide whether you want to extend that patent to foreign countries. And you have a period of a year during which to do that. And if you decide to extend, say, to the United Kingdom, the United States, within that period of a year, your application date will date back to the date of your South African application. So your home application is very important.
Okay, so from that point of view, if you've got something you want to do it through a patent attorney and do it properly.
Correct.
Good. Professor Dean, thanks very much for joining us and maybe we'll get some feedback and watch that case, Apple versus Samsung, quite closely as it makes its way through the media.
Yes, I think it's going to be with us for quite a while.
Yeah, it looks like it. Professor Dean from the Stellenbosch Faculty of Law, thank you for joining us here on Chai FM.
You're welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.